The scripture reading this morning is the Gospel of John, chapter 1, the first 18 verses, on page 1127 in your Bibles. And the text is that passage, and especially verse 16, John 1:16. Listen as I read from John's Gospel, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory is of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side, he has made him known." So far the reading of God's holy word. Before we open this beautiful portion, let us seek his guidance in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we pray that out of your fullness we may all receive, even at this very moment, grace upon grace. We thank you, Lord, that you are the overflowing fountain of all good. Bless us now, we pray, in Jesus' name, amen. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, dear friends, this passage of Scripture is very familiar to us. The first chapter of John begins just the same way as the first chapter of Genesis does. There's a beautiful parallel there. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And here in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Both in the beginning. The only thing is that the book of Genesis begins at the beginning and looks forward. In John's Gospel, the in the beginning looks back. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And so it looks back, but of course it also looks forward. It's a very beautiful beginning of John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word. Now the Word is Christ, of course. Christ Jesus is the Word. He is the essence of revelation. No one has seen God at any time, but the only begotten who was in the bosom of the Father, he has made him known. So Jesus is the original Word. He is the abiding Word. He is also the essence of this Word, the Bible, which is also the Word. So the word Word covers an awful lot. It is Christ himself who is the Word, the Bible who is the Word, And we only know God through the Word of God. So we're going to look at this verse. Out of His fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. We're going to see the abundance, the greatness, the overflowing blessing from above. First of all, notice the source of all the blessings that we receive, the source. They all come from one source, and that source is Christ, the Word. God Himself is the source of every blessing. Like we sing in that familiar doxology, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Him, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He is the overflowing fountain of all good. He's the source. And now, secondly, let's look at the supply. Out of His fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. So notice that the supply is free. It's free. And it is flowing, one grace after another. And it is fruitful. So let's look, first of all, at the source of all of these blessings. The source of all life is God Himself. That is a wonderful truth. He is the source. That's what John 1 is all about. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That identifies who He is. He is God. As Jesus said in John 10:30, the Father and I are one. Jesus Christ is God. That was really the issue of the first major church council and the first major heresy that afflicted the church back in 325 AD, the Council of Nicaea came together to determine the status, the character of the second person of the Trinity. Because there was a leader in that day whose name was Arius, who said there was a time when he was not. He is a creature. And so the church came together, and Athanasius was the champion of orthodoxy. And so the Nicene Creed was written in 325 AD, and the Nicene Creed really lays down in beautiful, classic finality the words concerning who Jesus is. Listen, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. That's the same as the Apostles' Creed. Then, and I believe in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, who is God, who was begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made. He is God of God, very God of very God, begotten, not made. That statement of the church way back in 325 AD stands as the classic statement concerning the deity of Jesus Christ. And of course, the scripture bears this out. The scriptures are the source of that knowledge. Right here in John, one of the classic passages, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. There is an identity between Jesus Christ and God. He is God. And He proved it by all kinds of miracles that He did. It is testified in the Old Testament. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon His shoulders, and His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ is truly eternal God. And that is a wonderful and glorious statement. We confront a heresy today as well, which doesn't believe that Jesus is the eternal God. That sect does not hold that Jesus is true and eternal God. One time, a mother and her daughter both from that sect came to our house to sell us one of their Watchtower magazines. So Mother had their Bible with her. It's called the New World Translation. And I invited the mother and the daughter to come in. So they came into our house. And I said, "You have the Bible in your hands." She said, "Yeah." I said, "That's the New World Translation." She said, "That's right." I said, "Would you mind reading a verse for me from your Bible?" She said, "Oh yeah, I'd like to do that." I said, "Okay, read Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. So she looked it up and she read, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." I said, "Who do you think that's talking about?" She said, "Oh, that's Jesus." I said, "That's right. But do you notice what it says? His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God." She said, "That can't be right. That can't be right. I've got to write to or call Brooklyn, where the headquarters of our church is. They've got to definitely change that. That's not right." I said, "You can't change that. That's what the Bible says." Well, it was just interesting to me that their translation has that very thing in it, that glorious truth that Jesus Christ is Eternal God, Almighty God. Well, that's what John 1 says so clearly. He is God, one with God. And then John goes on and says, all things were made by him, all things. There's not one thing that he did not make. And so John says it in the positive, all things were made by him. And then he says it in the negative, without him was not anything made that was made. And so Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our Lord and Savior, is the creator of everything that you and I know. He created the earth, the seas. He created the entire universe by the word of his power. As Psalm 33 says, he spoke and it came to pass. He commanded and it stood fast. Oh, it is confirmed throughout the whole Bible that Jesus is the creator. In Colossians chapter 1, it's beautifully stated by the Apostle Paul. All things exist in him. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones, dominions, rulers, or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. That's the source of everything. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Son of the living God, our Savior, who was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word became flesh, and because he became flesh, we may know him. Because he became flesh, he has revealed the Father to us. And so he is the source of every blessing that you can imagine. He is a source of grace and truth. All truth finds its source in Jesus Christ. As Paul says in Colossians 2, in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and in him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In the book of Proverbs, as the book of Proverbs describes wisdom, wisdom is personified in the book of Proverbs, and that word wisdom points to Jesus Christ. He is the source of everything. And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. So there are two creations that this passage of John 1 talks about. One is the creation of all things. In him all things were created. And then He also speaks of a second creation. A second creation. He came unto his own, but his own did not receive him. But to as many as received him, to them he gave the right to be called children of God, who were born, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but who were born of God. That's the second creation. That's the creation of new life in us. That's the creation of a heart that is alive to the Lord. Only he can do it. That is being born again. Jesus said that too, also to Nicodemus. In the third chapter of John, Nicodemus comes to Jesus by night and said, "You surely must be from God, because who can do what you've been doing?" Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, unless a man is born again or born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Now that being born from above, born again, is a creation. It's a new creation. Being born again is a creation that Christ performs by his Holy Spirit. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So there's two creations, the creation of everything, and then there's the creation of the new heart, the creation of a person who is saved, who is brought from darkness to light. That's the regeneration, is being born again. And that is only possible by God himself. Christ brings about that new birth. That's a second creation. The first creation is the whole universe. The second is his creation of us, a new heart in us, who were born of God. That's the source from all blessings. And now notice the supply. It's free, flowing, and fruitful. It's free. As many as received him, to them gave he the right to be called children of God. It is not something that we earn. That grace that comes from God, comes from Jesus, who is full of grace and truth. That grace is given to us, and it's free. The very essence of the word grace is unmerited favor. Grace is free. It's without money, without price. As Paul says in Ephesians 2 verse 8, we are saved by grace through faith, that not of ourselves. It is a gift of God. It's not of works, lest anyone should boast. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God afore prepared that we should walk in them. It is a free gift of God. How is it received? It is only received by faith. As many as received him, to them gave he the right to be called children of God. And the strength to receive him, the strength to believe, is also a gift from God. He gives us that. Like Lydia, the seller of purple from the city of Thyatira, who heard Paul preach, whose heart the Lord opened to give heed to the things which Paul spoke. It's a gift of God. Everyone who calls Jesus their Lord and Savior do so because it is a gift that God gave them, which we receive by faith. It's like a person who is sick and the doctor comes or the nurse comes with medicine, and we open our mouth and she puts that medicine in our mouth, or that pill. It's received. That's what faith is. Faith is the hand that receives it. The supply is full and we receive that gift from God. It is absolutely free. That is a wonderful thought, that it is a flowing gift. It keeps on giving as the sun shines upon the earth. It could fill 1,000 earths and not be diminished at all. That's the way it is with our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the fullness of God's grace. It's like a bank. You have a bank account, and that bank account is full. And you may draw from it. You may write checks on that. And the more checks you write, the more that bank account is supplied. That bank account is an unlimited source of blessing. You can draw from it constantly. It never diminishes. Or take another illustration, a fountain, a well of water. Isaiah 12, verse 3 says, with joy let us draw water out of the wells of salvation. A well is a fountain, and it just keeps on supplying. The lake we live on is supplied by fountains, by springs. And that those springs just keep on supplying. And it never goes down. Now that's the way this grace is. It is a boundless source of blessing. And we draw from it by faith day by day by day by day. Every day again that grace comes to us. That grace and truth. Where do you think Einstein got his wisdom? Where do you think Henry Ford got his insight into making an automobile? Where do you think Alexander Graham Bell got his insight as to how to make a telephone? How do you think Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, one of my favorite composers, where do you think he got the insight, the wisdom, to compose those beautiful pieces of music that he composed? Where do you think he got that? Where did Beethoven get his wisdom to write beautiful, beautiful music? His symphonies and the other pieces of music that he composed. Where did he get that? How about Jonas Salk? Where did he get the insight to come up with a polio vaccine that wiped out this terrible disease? Where did he get it? Where did Johann Sebastian Bach get his wisdom to write some of the most beautiful Christian music? He tells us, Johann Sebastian Bach tells us where he got it from. At the end of every one of his compositions, whether it's the Brandenburg Concerto, whether it's St. Matthew's Passion, whether it is some of his fugues, some of his great organ pieces, whatever, every one of his pieces has three letters at the end of it. S-D-G. Soli Deo Gloria. That's where he got it. That's where Ford got his wisdom to make a car. That's where Jonas Salk got his wisdom to find a vaccine against polio. That's where each one of the inventors got where they got it. They got it from the Lord. You look at the book of Proverbs and at wisdom. Wisdom, which is a personification of Jesus Christ. He is the source of all wisdom, all wisdom. The architect that made this church, the builders that made this church, where do they get that skill? Oh, you say they went to school. Yes, they did. But they got it from somewhere. Where did it all come from? It comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Out of his fullness, we have all received one blessing after another. And notice he is full of grace and truth. Full of grace. And only believers receive the grace. Only believers know that they are a sinner's, and that they're saved by grace and grace alone. It's only the believer who receives the grace. But truth is broader. Truth deals with everything that God has revealed to us. Truth in the natural realm, truth in science, truth in mathematics, truth in music, truth in art, truth in language. It's all from the Lord. He is the source of everything. All grace and all truth find their origin in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you believe that? That's why Jesus is the all-sufficient Savior. That's why Jesus Christ is the source of every good thing. That's how John begins this beautiful book of John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him is life, and the life is the light of men. It all comes from one great and glorious source, and that is our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one only true God who lives and reigns forever. Is this your conviction? Do you know this? Are you grateful for this? Are you conscious of this? Oh, I am sure that some of those great inventors were not conscious of that at all. I am sure that some of those great scientists were not conscious of this at all. That doesn't deny the fact that that's where it comes from. It comes from the Lord. It comes from Jesus Christ. He is the source of every good and perfect gift. Every single one come from Him. And we receive it. We receive it. It's a gift. And it keeps on giving. And it never diminishes. Just like that fountain. Just like that spring, it never ceases. No wonder we can sing, "Beautiful Savior, King of creation, Son of God and Son of man, truly I love Thee, truly I serve Thee, light of my soul, my joy, my crown." Do you know this Jesus as your Savior? Do you know Him? Are you conscious of the fact that every breath you take is a gift of His? And He gives us life. And He gives us life abundantly. And so the gospel call is this: come unto the Savior. Come to the Savior. He is the source of every blessing that we could possibly imagine. So it's free, flowing, and it's fruitful. It brings about wonderful results. It brings about the results which the Lord has intended man to do. As the Westminster Confession, the very first question and answer is, what is the chief end of man? What's the chief goal? It's to glorify God and enjoy Him forever, because He's the source of everything. And so we praise Him and thank Him and bring up our children to know Him and love Him too. See, all of education is to focus on that. In Him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Out of His fullness we have all received one grace after another, flowing constantly. How vast the benefits divine which we in Christ possess. We are redeemed from sin and shame and called to holiness. 'Tis not for works that we have done, these all to Him we owe, but He of His electing love salvation does bestow. And everyone said, amen. Father in heaven, bless this word unto our hearts, we pray. We thank You that our Lord Jesus is the fullness of grace, and out of that fullness we've all received one grace after another. Bless us this day, O Lord. Fill us with Your Spirit. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen.